Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. You know, I don't think that there are very many people who would, in this life, choose to take a severe step down within their life. And I don't think that there are very many people who would choose to be questioned and choose to be made fun of. And I don't think that there are very many people that would choose to be denied by the people that they love most. And I don't believe that very many people would choose to be beat and to be insulted. And I don't think that very many people would choose to suffer on a cross. But Jesus chose that. Even though this life that Jesus chose to live, I mean, it doesn't seem like a very popular life. I don't think that very many people would choose it. Jesus chose it. But what we see within this verse, within Hebrews chapter 12, is that it was worth it. Again, we see who for the joy set before him. The joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You know what? Even though the life that Jesus chose to live may not be a very popular life, it sounds like a quality life. And it was quality for him. Obviously, we see the great blessings that Jesus received because of the life that he chose. But it also was a quality life because it affected others than just Jesus. Again, we see that he is the author and perfecter of our faith. It affects us as well. So that brings us to Romans chapter 12. And as we go through Romans chapter 12, what we have painted here for us by Paul, by his encouragements that he gives, is really a life of righteousness, and also seems to be a life that, that to me, as we read through it, it doesn't seem like a life that very many people choose to live. But as we go through this, I want you to be the judge. Does it sound like a quality life to you or not? Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. Paul says, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace that is given to us, each of us is to exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith, in service, in his serving, or he who teaches in his teaching, or he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, and he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Can you imagine a life like that? Can you imagine a life where somebody freely uses the talents that God has given them in order to help others, to serve others, to teach others, to encourage others, to lead others, to be merciful to others. Can you imagine a life where somebody loves without hypocrisy? Or a life where somebody abhors what is evil? Or where somebody is devoted to others in brotherly love? Where somebody is contributing to the needs of others and taking care of others? A life where somebody is blessing people instead of cursing them? A life where somebody is not haughty, they're not filled with pride, where somebody is not intent on taking revenge, thinking about revenge, talking about revenge, a life where somebody is overcoming evil with good. Well, I hope we can't imagine that, and I hope that it sounds a whole lot like our life. And you know what it sounds like? To me, again, you be the judge of this. It sounds like a quality life. It sounds like a life that is worthwhile to live and is worthwhile to others as well. I saw something the other day that really it threw me for a loop, and this is going to sound silly whenever I say it, but it caught me off guard. I was walking to the building the other day, and as I was walking up, you know what I saw on the front? I saw an empty bottle, empty, of Royal Crown Cola. And I thought, in this world of Dr. Pepper, in this world of Coke, in this world of Pepsi even, there is still somebody who drinks RC Cola. There's an empty bottle. And the point that I'm about to make, the illustration that I'm about to make, is going to make it sound like I feel very strongly about RC Cola. I don't. So if you like RC Cola, you know, don't try to fight me about it afterwards. But the observation that I make is that people choose the least quality options in life. People still do choose the least quality options in life. And drinks aside, they do that with their lives, the more important thing. Why do people do that? Well, why do people choose off-brand sodas or off-brand whatever? It's because it costs less. And people believe with their lives that living opposite of what we read here in Romans chapter 12, you sacrifice less. We see that Jesus, this is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 25, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. That's losing our life and for Jesus Christ is the kind of life that we're talking about here in Romans chapter 12. That's completely opposite of our lives before Christ. Losing your life seems like a pretty steep price, sounds like a pretty steep price. It doesn't cost a whole lot to be selfish. It doesn't cost a whole lot to not care about other people. It does not cost a whole lot to be vengeful. Or does it? Think about it. I mean, what is it that it costs us to live a selfish life? I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about. That's the opposite of this life that Paul gives us here. We sacrifice unity. We sacrifice family. We sacrifice friends. We sacrifice peace. We sacrifice, most importantly, we sacrifice the life that Jesus chose, the difficult life, the unpopular life, to give us. We sacrifice a whole lot when we choose the popular life. Because that's the truth about it. The life that is opposite of what is painted here, that's the popular life. That the worldly life is not the RC Cola of life, it is the Dr. Pepper. Everybody chooses that kind of life. Think about that. People choose the worldly life. People choose what is most popular is the life that has the least quality and it costs us the most. Does that make any kind of sense? Why would anybody do that? We wouldn't. That's the point that I want to make tonight. We wouldn't. We certainly wouldn't. Now, the reason why some people do that is because of brand loyalty, right? That's why people buy a lot of things that they do, is because they like the name. And if we choose the selfish life, the life opposed to this Christ-like life that Paul paints us, it's probably because we feel pretty strongly about ourselves. That's the brand that we care about. But the thing that we realize, we are here tonight, is that we have never done anything for ourselves that is worthy of that kind of devotion. At least I haven't. But Jesus has. He who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Cross and shame for us. So that he could brand us. So that he could mark us. So that he could seal us as children of God. Now that is a name that is worth living for. And he did that. So, again, Matthew 16 and verse 25, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. He did that not so that we would suffer a great loss, so that we would pay the steep price. He paid the steep price for us so that we would find great gain. And that great gain is, what does he say? Life. We will find life. And again, I don't know about you, but you look at Romans chapter 12, it's not just life that we gain, but it's a quality life. A life that is worth living, and a life that is worth living to other people as well. And so, in this world, where not many people will choose patience, not many people will choose love, not many people will choose encouragement, not a lot of people will choose the unselfish path, and not a lot of people will choose Christ in a Christ-like life. We should never, and this is what we're encouraged in Hebrews chapter 12, never grow weary of choosing the quality life that Christ endured to give us. If you this evening need to take on this quality life that can only be found in Christ Jesus, or if you need any prayers at the congregation, please come forward while we stand and as we sing.